Is everybody happy to be here today? Woohoo! Welcome to Drive-In Worship at Bethany United Methodist Church this day. It is good to gather together with you to worship our Father in Heaven, our Savior Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now, if you have any prayer requests or praises you want to share, please make sure you text 540-495-0501, and Pastor Susan will share your messages during her prayer time. And so, my church family, I miss being with you inside our church building. This week, I was praying over the whole insanity of the pandemic and the insanity of our apparent inability to understand that we are all different, we think differently, and therefore we are not always going to agree about everything that happens in this world. So, needless to say, I was feeling a little bit weary and a little bit frustrated and even more confused. After all, polio, smallpox, measles, and many other diseases once killed and caused fear. So, and I also remember being able to have discussions with people, and we didn't hate each other because we didn't agree. So what happened to us, right? What happened? Well, I will tell you what happened, my friends. At least this is my take on it. I feel that just like the Church of Ephesus, as mentioned in Revelations 2, we have forsaken and forgotten our first love. That is Jesus. Amen. Amen. So he is our first love. And as we go to our Heavenly Father and our Savior in prayer, let's think about that. We need Jesus back. Can I hear an amen? Yes. Yes. Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, good morning, Father. We're here to worship you together as a family. We hope you feel the love we have for you this day, because, Lord, we need you. We need you so badly. So, Father, please forgive us for forgetting you, for leaving you behind, for making you second in our lives sometimes. So right now, forgive everything we have done that is displeasing to you and heal our brokenness. Lord, we are sinners, but we know you love us anyway. So this day we pray you will open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to your will and help us to seek you and your will in everything we do. Father, please take our offering of praise and may it touch your heart. For it is in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Now, as we sing our first song, What a Friend, please reflect on all the things that brought you to Jesus and let him know how much you love him. What a friend.
Trials and temptations. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. Oh, 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 oh. We can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. All the friend we have in Jesus needs to us by. Is our God. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever his heart is my home. Everybody has fears, everybody got worries. Everybody knows sorrow. Devastation. Oh, 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 cup and my cup runneth over. No more betrayal, for he is faithful. How he has proven it over and over. No more betrayal, for he is faithful. He fills me up and my cup runneth over. No more betrayal, for he is faithful. How he has proven it over and over. Over and over, what a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever, his heart is my home. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever, his heart is my home. Forever and ever, his heart is my home.
Amen. I love that song. Now, I know some of you might know my grandson, Alexander. He is very blessed, as my husband and I are, that he is in a Christian daycare. And they have chapel every Thursday. And he has become a huge fan of Zach Williams. His favorite song is Old Church Choir. Can I hear an amen to that one? I am also a huge Zach Williams fan, but my favorite song now is There Was Jesus. Zach is not only a man of God, but he is also a pretty smart man because he asked Dolly Parton to sing this song with him. And let me tell you something. When Dolly started singing with him, God came to the party. This is what spoke to me. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. There was Jesus. Jesus, my best friend, my Savior. And when I don't know what else to do, when I don't even know where to turn or what to say or even what to think, all I have to do is just look up and say, Jesus, and he will hear me. Can I hear an amen? Amen. He's there. As we sing our next song, Jesus, please understand that we are nothing without him. We can't get through anything without him. Jesus.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. Darkness. There is a king on the waters, you speak to the sea, you stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion, you bled as a lamb, you carried my healing in your hands. Jesus, there is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you.
Amen and amen. And now it's time for children's moments.
This morning, we are going to be speaking about Psalm 139, and it's about how God is always with us and how he always finds us. I don't know how long ago my brother bought this, but I hang this up in my bedroom, or in my bathroom, and it's one night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. He noticed two sets of footprints along the way, one for him and one for the Lord. The last scene flashed before him. He noticed that there were only one set of footprints in the sand. There was also times throughout his path where there was only one set of footprints. It really bothered the man, and he questioned the Lord about it. He said, "Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that most during the most troublesome times in my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me." The Lord replied, "My precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During the times of trial and suffering, when you only see one set of footprints, it's when I carried you." So during these trialing times, God is with us. He's enduring us. He is with us and he loves us. And he might be carrying us right now or walking right beside us, but he is always, always with us. Thank you.
It's from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12 and 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind, and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is light to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Good to see all of you this morning. Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we have heard your words. We have heard those words of comfort that you are with us always. And Lord, sometimes that's a little scary, but we know that you are with us, that you are there to comfort us and guide us and show us the way. So Lord, this morning, may my words point the way that you would have us go. In the name of Christ I pray, amen. Well, Mr. Rabbit was walking down the road when he saw a crow at the very tip top of a very tall tree, and he shouted, "Good morning, Mr. Crow." And Mr. Crow shouted back down, "Good morning, Mr. Rabbit." And Mr. Rabbit shouted up, "What you doing today?" And Mr. Crow shouted back, "Absolutely nothing, Mr. Rabbit. Absolutely nothing, and I'm loving it." So Mr. Rabbit said, "Well, gee, that sounds pretty good to me. Do you think I could do nothing as well?" And Mr. Crow shouted back, "Well, I don't see why not." So Mr. Rabbit lay down there next to the little bunny trail he'd been hopping down, and he began doing absolutely nothing. And in about 30 minutes, a fox came along and ate him up. This is the first of two sad animal stories, by the way. Well, the moral of the story is this. You can get away with doing absolutely nothing, but only if you're really high up. I was, I guess, about 13 years old when my brother started going to community college, and while he was still living at home, and I saw his psychology textbook, and I thought it looked kind of interesting, so I picked it up and I read some of it, and I got really interested in conditioning, and B.F. Skinner and the experiments that he carried out. You know, like, he invented something that they call the Skinner box, where a rat would be inside the box and there'd be a lever, and eventually the rat would bump into the lever and a food pellet would fall down. And pretty soon the rat learned that if you pressed on the bar, he would get fed. Well, I had some goldfish, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I could do something like that. So every time I fed my goldfish, right before I fed them, I'd ring a bell. And after about a week, I could just ring the bell and they would swim up to the top of their bowl to get their food. Whether they got fed or not, they would go up there. So I was, I thought, 13, wow, that's really great. I've done something. But I think about that, and I think about the conditioning that B.F. Skinner did, and I wonder about what our motives are. Why do we do the things that we do? I mean, we know that there's nature, the way we're born, there's nurture. You know, nature is really, I'd say it's more like the way God made us. Because when you look at this scripture, we didn't read verse 13. And now that I'm going back over Psalm 139, maybe that's, I feel like we should have included verse 13. But it says, as the writer is addressing God, "It was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." So we are not just doing whatever it is we're conditioned to do. We are created beings. We're created, and we're created to be in company with God. And when you read those opening four verses of Psalm 139, you'll see that there's just one verb after another that describes what God is doing. And those verbs are search, know, discern, search, acquaint, and know. You know, that know gets repeated over and over, and discern and acquaint. And it's telling us that God really, really knows us from our building block cells on up to the person that we've grown to be. God knows our hearts and our fears and our thoughts, our motives and our dreams and our frustration. He knows our past and our present and our future. He understands us. He notices what's going on around us. He gets it. In fact, God probably knows each of us better than we know ourselves. You know, we might describe our actions and our motives one way when we're talking to people, and we usually put a positive spin on everything. But God knows our real deep down motives, knows what moves us, what inspires us, what we're afraid of, and yet he still loves us. There is something both terrifying and comforting in this psalm. God being utterly inescapable is a little unnerving, and you can hear it in the psalmist. You know, I could go to the highest heights, God, and you'd be there. I could go as deep as you could go into the ground, and you'd be there. I could go beyond the horizon, and I couldn't escape you. But the beauty of that is that God is a guiding presence in our lives. God wants to show us the way that we should live our lives. God wants us to live the way that Jesus Christ taught us to live. And God loves us. God loves us deeply. Over and over in the Bible, we see that affirmed. We are called God's beloved, chosen, dearly loved children. And we are told that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We may be in the midst of uncertainty. We may be living in times of chaos and isolation, living with an invisible invader like COVID, disagreeing with people around us, and it takes a toll on us. It weighs us down. It causes anxiety. But if you are weighed down by all of this, think about this story that Marianne Bird wrote about her life. She wrote about how when she was growing up, she knew she was different. And she says, I hated it. She was born with a cleft palate, and when she started school, her classmates made it clear to her how she looked to other people, that she was a little girl with a misshapen lip, a crooked nose, lopsided teeth, and garbled speech. And schoolmates would ask her, what happened to your lip? And she would tell them, well, I fell and I cut it on a piece of glass, because somehow to her it seemed more acceptable to have suffered an accident than to have been born different. She was convinced that no one outside her family could love her. But there was a teacher in the second grade, Mrs. Leonard by name, who was just a wonderful, happy, sparkling lady. And every year they had a hearing test. So Miss Leonard gave the test to everyone in the classroom. And so each child would come in at their turn, and they would stand against the door and cover one ear, and the teacher sitting at the desk would whisper something, and the child would have to repeat it back. And teachers would say things like, the sky is blue, or do you have new shoes, or something like that. And so as Marianne stood there by the door with her back to it, she waited to hear the words that Mrs. Leonard was going to say. And she says that God must have put those words in her mouth. Because when Mrs. Leonard whispered, this is what she said, I wish you were my little girl. To be wanted, to be loved. That's what most of us want in the world. And that's what God offers us. Love. God claims us. God says, yes, you are mine, and I know what you want, and I know what you need. There was a startling headline a little while ago. I guess it was maybe a year or two ago. There was an Arkansas woman texted her father's number every day after he died, and she got a response 4 years later. Now, that headline would have you think that sounds like she got a text message from the great beyond, from the other side of the grave, but the real story is a little less sensational. For 4 years, Chastity Patterson, who was at the time 23, texted her dad. Well, he was not her biological dad, but he was like a dad to her, and he died in a car accident, and she wasn't ready to give him up. So every day she would text a message to his phone number, and she would just text what was going on in her day. She didn't expect a response. It was just her way of dealing with the grief. And in her message, she might say something about how she'd beaten cancer, or how she had fallen in love with a guy and he broke up with her. And she joked, she said, you know, Dad, you would have killed this guy. And so it went on until it was the fourth anniversary of Jason Ligon's death. That's the man she thought of as her father. That's when she got a response. Now, it wasn't Jason Ligon's, but a man who's only identified himself as Brad. He had been receiving her text messages for 4 years. And finally, he texted her back. He said, "I'm not your father, but I have been getting all your messages for the past 4 years. I lost my daughter in a car wreck in August 2014, and your messages have kept me alive. When you text me, I know it's a message from God." Brad went on to say that he had been reading these messages about this woman who was seemed to be about the age of his daughter, but he hadn't texted her back because he was afraid that he might break her heart, that it wasn't her dad receiving these messages. But then Chastity posted this whole exchange on Facebook saying, "Today was my sign that everything is okay and I can tell that my dad is at rest." And then that message was shared about 288,000 times. And it's not a miracle how Brad got Chastity's phone number, you know, or Jason Ligon's phone number, because when an old number goes out of service, you know, it gets assigned to somebody else. And sometimes it gets assigned pretty quickly. And so it just happened that Brad was the one who got Jason's old number. And so the story went around the world. And she posted it. Chastity posted it because she wanted to share with her friends and family that there is a God, and it might take 4 years, but he shows up right on time. Sometimes we grieve, we hurt, we need healing. And God is in the midst of it. We can't always feel it. We don't always know it. Sometimes it might even feel like God is far away. But God's right there. Maybe it was just a coincidence that a man who'd lost his daughter was being texted by a woman who'd lost her dad. But God seemed to know what they both needed. As I was reading over the August edition of The Echo, I was moved by the simplicity of what Cindy Kite wrote. "Trying not to get down or overwhelmed, I always go back to my favorite Bible verse. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up in my victorious right hand." Again and again, Scripture tells us that God is with us. Well, I wish I could say that I was great at taking care of those goldfish that I trained to come to the top of the tank when they heard the bell. I was given to them as a birthday present, and they came in a bowl that looked like a big brandy snifter. And so to clean the water, and I had to clean it fairly often because goldfish poop a lot, I would have to take them out of their bowl and put them in a temporary bowl and pour out all of the water, and then get new water. And since this was water that came out of the Potomac, they put a lot of chlorine in it so it'd be drinkable. I'd have to put these chlorine drops in it, these neutralizing drops. And one day I forgot to add the drops, and when I got up the next morning, all of my fish were floating belly up. And so I feel a little bad about those fish to this day. They were put in my care and I failed them. But I'm reminded that God's love never fails. God isn't our owner, but God is our creator, the one who knits us together, who knows us so completely. God made us and knows us, and God knows what we need more than we do. God knows we need love and hope and help and guidance, and if we're open to it, God will give us that guidance and love and hope that we need. God's presence is there if we can take time to be in prayer and to meditate and read God's word. For nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. Well, I want to thank everyone who donated things for our community place. We got just a wonderful bunch of things to take over there, so thank you for all of that. We're looking forward to Easter in August. where we're going to be supporting our Backpack Pals along with some other ministries. So looking forward to that. And just let's say a word of thanks. Gracious God, I give you thanks for the generous hearts of all who are a part of Bethany, who listen in wherever our Bethany neighbors are. Lord, I give you thanks for them, that they continue to support the ministry and mission of this church, which is to share your love throughout the world. Lord, we know we are loved for a purpose. Thank you. Thank you for that. And bless all those who give. Amen. Whoops. Sorry about that. And I'm just going to check and see if we have any other prayer concerns. I know that I want to continue in prayer for Pat Lynn as she's recovering from surgery. Want to be in prayer for Linda Byer's friend Robert, who tested positive for COVID-19 but is not having any symptoms. So that's a concern and a joy right there. Also, we need to be in prayer for all of our teachers who are preparing for another school year. Augusta County schools are going to be back in before you know it. And prayers for college students who are also getting ready to start back to school. We know that they're young and sometimes they do things, I don't know, maybe with not thinking them out completely. So let's pray for them as they're going back to school during a difficult time. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this beautiful, amazing day. Lord, I ask that you would take worry and anxiety from all of us who might be feeling a little anxious this morning, or a lot anxious. Lord, you know what we struggle with. You know what's hard for us. And so, Lord, help us to lift that up and just hand it on to you instead of thinking that we've got to take care of everything. Lord, we lift up our burdens to you, knowing that you can carry them so much better than we can. Lord, I pray this morning for our teachers, for police officers throughout the country. Pray for our medical personnel and our first responders. Keep them in your care. We pray for the grocery store workers and the meat packers and all of those folks who make our lives possible and yet put themselves out there in harm's way for us. Gracious God, continue to keep us united in love. Help us to be a community of faith in these strange and difficult times. Lord, help us to feel your presence in our lives. Guide us, nudge us, show us the way to go. And if there is anything in us that is unacceptable to you, Lord, take it away. Help us to pray that prayer that is always answered. Lord, your will be done. In the name of Christ, I pray. And let us pray together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And
we're going to close with a wonderful song, I Love You, Lord.
Oh, my soul.
a blessed week, everyone. It's so good to see you.
Love of God, the presence of God goes with you, and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beloved by the Creator. Amen.